is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Irene is here. She's going to answer the phone for you.
So is Katie as well.
Katie's here?
Yes.
Hi, Katie. She said hi.
No, she said, what am I, chopped liver?
I didn't see Katie. I saw Irene. Irene's sitting out there going, hey, how about somebody let me up here? What kind of place is this?
I want to go to work. That's what it is.
I couldn't get in this morning because I forgot my wallet. I didn't know where it was because listen, if you get up and you drive to work after you've been sleeping, can you still get a DUI?
Sleeping.
Can you still get a DUI?
I like to put sleeping in quotes.
Sleep, you know, sleeping by napping. By that, I mean napping.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to Prime after we were done here last night.
Last night we had our listener appreciation party. Went to 10. I was going to leave
was
at 10.
Was it? Did it?
I stayed until 10:07.
I stayed until 9:48 or so.
David said you need to come do 12 minutes here of penance.
Oh, don't worry.
I was going to leave at 10, and then here was what I was... Here's a dilemma I faced. Leave right at 10 o'clock or listen to a story about Charlie Palillo going to his first quinceañera. Which one would you choose? I chose
Prime,
Charlie.
Prime Social?
Well, I chose
Prime Social.
I didn't have that option, but I did choose. I said, you know what? I can stay here a little longer to dig in on this Charlie Palillo's at a quinceañera. I would like to hear about this story, please. Thank you.
And how was it? How was the story?
Does this have an intermission? There seems to be a delay here. Well, they're changing dresses. She's going from the big dress. There's going to be something more manageable, something a little less showy, something a little more comfortable. Right? How long do these typically last? Well, they can go to 4 in the morning, depending on the family. If the uncles get going, if the uncles get this thing cranked up, it's going to be lit until about 4. Okay. Is it mandatory participation, or can I eat and go? Well, it's probably best you don't.
Allegedly, now, and I saw it firsthand last night. Charlie will eat and go at a. I saw Sam from Big City Wings. He was here last night. Said, "Hey, when are you coming over?" I was like, "When do you put a store in Midtown?" And let's go. And he was like, okay, I'm working on it. But in the meantime, come. And I said, well, I don't know if there's any food left after Charlie was there. He goes, that's accurate.
I told you, Charlie is known. You never knew this. Charlie, nobody eats more than Charlie.
Nobody.
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 I'm talking like Joey Chestnut level eating.
No, except he said, and I asked him, I said, you look like Kobayashi because you're so skinny and you know.
You told Charlie?
I told Charlie that. He goes, yes, except I actually taste the food.
I've seen Charlie, like I said, I saw those waiters and those little chaps and their long boots at Fogo de Chao. I was there on time with Charlie. We weren't on a date, but kind of.
Okay.
And I saw them start to weep after 4 hours of green of the card on green and not being flipped over to red. At one point, they're like, I just don't have anything left. They were bringing empty skewers. He goes, I think we're done here. And he just walked off.
Bigger person, Charlie Palillo, Land of Steve.
I didn't see him.
Dell?
How would Dell know?
I think
he was there.
Dell holed up and wouldn't leave at all.
Well, because...
The least personable person in the whole party.
Because Lazy J probably threatened him and was going to kick his ass.
Who?
Lazy J.
Lazy J then threatened me, because...
Who's Lazy J?
He's a caller.
And Dell have beef.
We don't have beef. He's just thirsty.
He's thirsty?
Yeah, he just likes attention. He's thirsty. He's thirst for attention. That's all it is.
Listen, you were going to get your ass kicked.
No.
We started. Hey, listen. Dell, if it wasn't for me, I tried to stop it, but they were going to have an arm wrestling.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back. I got to get away from the mic to mimic what you did last night. It was like,
Dale, you want to arm wrestle Lazy J? Dale.
Every time we tried to get Dale to come over,
yeah, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't even move a step. Wouldn't. Like, we tried to get him to come over to
take a picture.
I was in conversation.
They wanted to take a picture with you.
I said, first person to hug Dale gets $10. No one would do it.
No one would
And then Ike and his brother, who are of Nigerian descent, Ike actually played for my brother, Bay City. He's like, where's Dell? We want you to do your, because we're Nigerian with the Nigerian dad. We want you to do your Nigerian dad with Dell. I was like, well, come on, let's go find him. He had already gone.
I left after 9:30.
Yeah. He was gone. Dude, he wouldn't move from that spot. Then Lazy J had to go over there and kick his ass.
What? He didn't kick anyone's ass.
What? Okay. Lazy, I think you were a little worried about Lazy J kicking your ass.
I was terrified.
I don't think he was. I do know that I had one guy goes, hey, Lance, why are you trying to whitewash the Astros and get rid of all the Latin players? I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was you.
That's
La Raza, I think.
Probably because the
La Raza.
Probably the Tyler White jokes.
Irv was here.
J.D. Davis and Tyler White and all those jokes.
Yeah, you think that that's better than Correa, Altuve, and
you're trying to get rid of Correa and Altuve. I'm like, whoa. I'm not trying to get rid of anybody but Ken Giles, which is successful. Jake Marisnik, which I don't really have beef with Jake Marisnik. I just don't want to see him, hit often.
Yeah.
And but I'm like, well, dude, now, this is the truth. Carlos Correa is going to cost you about $40 million a year. There's going to be decisions that need to be made between him and Bregman.
Not if he's sitting there again. He won't be there this weekend again.
I know. I thought he was back. I thought he was all right. Looks
apparently,
like he's back.
No, apparently he's up. He was up there in Fresno and asked, hey, you coming back? He's like, no, they're not letting me come back yet. And so he's not going to be there this weekend. And... that's the reality of Carlos Correa is dude's got to get back on the field. He ain't getting no Bryce Harper money.
We'll see. He's not going to be a free agent for a while. And Scott Boras already goes, yeah, we're never doing any early deals. So y'all can forget it. We're waiting until the market is completely set.
No, yeah, but they might do a deal like Springer while he's still in arbitration. You know, maybe $25 million over a year.
I doubt it.
$25 million a year for in arbitration.
I can tell you this much. He certainly didn't make it sound like it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, no, I can't see him. No, I can't see him coming to terms early, but I certainly can see him, like this deal that Springer has done, so he doesn't have to go through arbitration. But that's neither here nor there. DJ Lockdown says, my favorite part is seeing Dell look out in the crowd, shut the door to the room we're in, and say, I want no part of that. I could certainly see that.
It was really hot out there. I don't think they anticipated that. They're like, oh, air conditioning's at 70. Everything will be fine. Not when there's 250 people in one spot.
Dude, they were out. The line outside was ridiculous. It was stupid.
Get in. And then what about the line waiting for drinks?
Oh, that was, I don't know that because I had my own Coors Light I brought.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I brought my own. And I was took pictures. And, Tyler took pictures and said, hey, at Coors Light. And at Coors Light said, we like it. So, yeah. Thank you to St. Arnold's. But I had to bring my own Coors Light. And that's exactly what I had to do. But St. Arnold's, you guys are awesome. We appreciate it. They understood. I talked to the guy from St. Arnold's, and he was like, I get it. No problem whatsoever. Thank you to Nix. Thank you to Damaris. Thank you to Carol, who showed up. Did you see Carol?
I had an egg roll.
You had an egg roll? The greatest egg rolls in the history of the world. One girl was here, one woman, and she said, she was like, I heard that there were egg rolls here. I've never had one. That's easy. You just stop by China Garden and you can get one. That's all you have to do. Well, I don't know how old, 30 years old, and I've never had one. Well, just that's easy. Go.
Those are some
go to China Garden.
Big ass egg rolls, too.
The best egg rolls in the world.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Fantastic.
I went to a media event from 4 to 6. Eric Sandler was there. It was there's a new restaurant opening up in the Heights called La Lucha. And you remember Bobby, Bobby Matos, we had we had the sardines and everything when we went to State of Grace.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff is on his La Lucha menu.
Oh.
Well, yesterday was the rest of it. Fried chicken, biscuits, fried shrimp, oysters.
Did you bring any? What the?
Greens. I mean, it was phenomenal. So I go, so that's from 4 to 6. So I'm like, so I didn't eat any of the food here because I'd already had fried chicken and biscuits and fried shrimp and oysters on the half shell and all this stuff. But there were, but the one thing I grabbed, egg roll, because I'm like, well, I'm not really hungry, but I'm not passing up a chance to have a giant China Garden egg roll.
Oh, no.
That, so I knocked that out.
No question.
It was troubling. There was no tonic for my vodka tonic yesterday.
There was no tonic? Who brings tonic?
Well, usually bars have it. We had an,
we're not a bar.
What are you talking about? We had alcohol there.
We did.
Just because you were getting out of your Coors Light suitcase didn't mean that other people weren't trying to have some mixed
drinks.
That
is true. I saw a bunch of people with mystery. What a great time. I walked in while Fred was doing an Eros. Do we have Eros? Is that a sponsor?
An Eros?
Eros? E-R-O-S?
An Eros.
Huh?
An Eros? The prostate massager place?
What?
Is that it?
That's that's a advertiser?
That's with Beth Liebling.
I'm telling you, their show is a little different.
Well, yeah, but he was doing a commercial. I walked in screaming. I think I interrupted his show.
Well, I think he, I think that's tied in with Beth Liebling.
Probably so. And if you're screaming and there's a prostate massage going on, I feel like that's part of the commercial, if I'm being honest. Like, and sometimes you can get a prostate massage.
Yeah. Hey!
Like that gentleman
there. Are you guys drinking?
Like that gentleman there with the Coors Lights.
Wussies! Yeah, I got that. I said that, and unfortunately, he was doing a commercial, so I didn't think they appreciated me coming in on their show. But that's okay. There are a bunch of people. They were playing a tournament, a poker tournament in there, that would have lasted for like 4 days because they never upped the blinds.
Nobody. And here's the other thing. Whenever somebody got eliminated, somebody else would just step in and they'd give them chips too. So it wasn't like a real.
So that must have lasted till like four in the morning. It just ended?
There was no winner. You were just
playing
for fun, yeah. I started noticing like four people were in on every hand.
That blows because who wants to play in a tournament where no one wins? By the way, we're playing today. Are you playing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to Prime Social and Lance and I are both bounties. So come at noon. And hang out with us and play because we are playing. Dell, you coming to the tournament?
Are you going to be there?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. Well, I won't go if you want to go and be a bounty.
I'm not going to be there. I don't want to be anywhere you are, to be honest with you. I do this under protest.
Well, I'm not saying that you have to go if I'm there. I'm saying I will not go.
I do this under protest. What's this? Work.
The work the show.
Well, not work. Work with him.
Listen, if you want to go, I won't go. How's that?
I want to go.
All right, then. Dell and Lance are going to be the bounties today.
Why am I getting tweets like this? John was trying to incite a race riot between the Mexicans and blacks.
He was.
Apparently, he's siding with them in the Gal Media prison wars. We'll keep the audience updated. I was just taking pictures. We were watching some Bradley Chubb, and you're trying to incite race wars?
He was.
You saw this?
Well, Dell.
We were both in the yard.
Yeah,
he was all with La Raza. He was trying to get a fight started.
He was with La Raza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's why. Because Dell was being a little biz nut.
How so?
Okay.
How so?
All right.
Well, who did Dell have beef with?
Lazy J.
Lazy J is beef. La Raza?
Oh, yeah. They have beef. Oh, you don't have beef with Lazy J.
I don't.
Every freaking.
He calls in. I don't talk about
every
him.
Every Thursday, Throw Shade Thursday, he throws shade at you, and you throw shade back at him.
I can't believe I don't ever hear any of these.
Oh, Throw Shade Thursday is strong.
I'm just here doing my job under protest, and he calls in. And then I'm going to respond, but there's no beef. He's a front runner. He's a LeBron. He's a Ronaldo fan. He had a Juventus jersey on already for Ronaldo. Can't respect a man like that.
Oh, you see? Already? Yeah. Lazy J, I
told him that yesterday.
You hear?
I told him that yesterday.
Lazy J,
we got weekly apologies today. I said, hey, you can call and apologize for all the crap you're doing today. Tonight.
Oh, my God. You know what he's going to call in? I apologize that Dell's such a little bitch.
How am I? That's the second time you've called me that.
Prison, Dell, you can't let that go.
I know. John, you'll get cut.
Since apparently this is prison. I thought it was just David Gal's like, hey, I thought this was a radio station that simulcast on 97.5 and 94.1. I didn't realize that I actually purchased a prison.
John, if I catch you on the bench press, I'm just going to hold that thing down.
Make sure people around you.
Don't let me catch you on the bench press.
When I was listening with... John and AJ, John was saying he wasn't sure who he was going to click up with if he ever had to go to prison. And now I guess I know.
Yeah.
A lot awesome.
Well, I'm not sure. I'll figure it out, though. 714 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you were here last night, come on. If you weren't here last night, come on. Whatever. I don't think there's any sports going on. I don't really give a rat's ass about sports. Is there anything to – is there –
Is Johnny there anything starts tonight? To report today? No, you want to talk about the yeah, Johnny Manziel starts tonight.
Let's go.
Lamar Jackson played last night.
Who did? Lamar Jackson did. Yeah, threw a pick.
A touchdown.
But he had some.
And he also threw a touchdown.
Yeah, he made some plays.
Four for 10.
It's rookie. I don't care.
Who cares?
These people get all upset about rookie stuff and preseason games.
How about we got big people? Hey, I got the Bears tonight, -1. I'm like, what? What is wrong with you? Why would you bet on this game?
Where
what
were you at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah, but I
what's wrong with you? We got a show to do, and you show up, and all of a sudden I find out you were trying to start a race war. Like, I don't even know what's happened the last 10 hours. I got to catch up on everything. I could be in trouble here by being in the same room with you.
You may be.
Del, let me know if you see anyone roll up on the outside of this.
You're affiliated, place. Lance.
I'm not affiliated with what John's affiliated. I'm not being affiliated.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's huge at West Virginia. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 719, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You basically have to call in today because we're not doing anything. You call in, you can tell us what you want to talk about. We'll get to
Bert Dip.
We're going to what?
What was your show prep last night when you went home and you started reading up on stuff? Like, what were some of the things you were reading up on?
I read up on sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I studied up on it. Because I know I was snoring like a mother last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the extent. I thought we'd talk about 4 hours of sleep apnea, if you want to know the truth. Because I went and studied 8 or better.
Did you go practice?
8 or better Omaha.
So were you and I in a tournament at Prime today? Did you go study? Did you go practice your poker yesterday? Last night after the party?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did your studying go?
It went pretty well.
Okay.
It went pretty well.
Okay.
When you get to leave...
Yes, breakfast is coming soon.
When you get to leave your wife money and you put your stash back, you double your stash, and you still got it in your pocket, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good day.
Yeah, that's a good day.
That's a pretty good day. Let's get Bert in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, good. How you doing, Bert?
All right, man. So, Ohio State is finishing them goon squads. You know, their alumni after that reporter, him breaking that story, pretty much, you know, putting a kibosh on Urban Meyer's time at Ohio State.
Go read his Facebook page.
I was wondering what you guys are thinking about that.
Go read his Facebook page. I've already looked at some of the comments. Oh, it's goon squad. It's goon squad. Hashtag goon squad 18. Because that's exactly like you would think. Immediately, they're going after the victim. And they're going after the writer. And that's exactly like you thought it would play out.
Well, see, it's tough with the victim, you know, because that's domestic violence. That's a sticky subject.
Well, it's not tough for them. On Facebook, it's not tough.
Oh, well, I mean, people are savages nowadays. The internet. I mean, come on, man. You know, you can put a mask on and go, you know, Michael Myers on people on the internet. And nobody's going to catch you. But the thing is the guy wasn't convicted. So it's almost the culture at Ohio State, you know. It almost makes you wonder, okay, did the police cover it up when they knew it was? And they're like, ooh, you know, we don't want this in the news. And then now here comes another reporter and he, you know, he pretty much infiltrates their cult, and he, like, ruins Urban Meyer's, you know, coaching this year. So it's – I guess I'll talk about it, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. Y'all have a nice day.
Appreciate it, Bert. Thanks for calling
in. You too, Bert. Appreciate it.
Now, didn't – I wasn't here with you when this happened, but didn't the Penn State stuff change your opinion forever about small-town college – you know, college towns, they're run by the universities. Like, the cover – the cover-ups you see and people at universities not saying anything and the way that Penn State got covered up, I just assume that in most cases there's a lot of things covered up. I've heard stuff about, I'm not going to throw the names of universities, but major, major programs where it's a known deal that there are going to be some things swept under the rug. I'm not going to say major like Penn State stuff or this necessarily, but at college towns, there are going to be college towns where the police are going to make sure that the players are, you know, Florida State's been accused of that stuff too. I know Dell will be more than happy to tell you about that.
Dell, what was the name of that documentary? A Hunting Ground or a... Yeah, I watched it. What was it?
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. You're talking about with the Navy or Army? With
no,
the
no,
military?
No. About universities and rape on university campuses.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was, but I was thinking it was military.
It was.
Yeah, it's called The Hunting Ground.
Was it The Hunting Ground?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's all about how universities covered up, and it ain't just Penn State. It's Harvard.
No.
The list of universities. It was Notre Dame. It was, and they just don't want that on their resume. Michigan State with Larry Nassar.
Yeah.
They didn't want it on their resume.
Covered up.
Okay. So a Baylor. It's school after school after school. They don't want it on the resume.
Yeah. So the minor things he covered up, the major things he covered up. Yeah. To think that it's not hard for us to assume that there were some cover up stuff going on at Ohio State. It's frankly very easy to assume that based on recent history at major universities.
So this isn't any different. However, okay. It's happened. It's never happened in Florida State, Steve said.
Oh, okay, Steve, good.
From Prime Social, where, by the way, we will be.
Oh, good. Florida State's been clean. Del, good news. Florida State's always been clean. That's why they said, Jameis, you got to pay for these crabs.
No, I mean, the whole Tallahassee Police Department has never done anything to protect players. In fact, I don't know if Steve's listening, but...
He's listening.
There's something out there how this summer... One of their premier players did something, and the Tallahassee Police Department said, we're going to classify him as unnamed football player. And they're asked, are you ever going to name the football player? No. We're not going to do that.
As well, they shouldn't, because nothing ever happened. He said, it's never happened in Florida State.
Now,
hashtag crab legs.
Hashtag Free Shoes University. Remember when that was a nickname? Yep. Free Shoes University. Or, Dell, since you're getting all high and mighty... Don't forget that there was a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys that also used to mention prominently that Miami University players used to go in.
So now we got a problem with cocaine.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Now we got a problem with cocaine. No,
we got to go to Miami. Stripper pole you. We got to go there.
We got a problem with strippers now?
I'm just saying your squad used to be able to have all the finest things.
NSU, Nevin Shapiro University.
Oh, Miami's the only place that college football players get things.
You know who does things right and who never cheats ever? University of Texas. My wife told me.
Yeah,
because Ricky Williams out of San Diego just happened to make his way there.
Oh, wait a minute. Of all of their indiscretions, that's way low on the list.
I got news for you.
Okay. Ricky Williams getting there.
I'm just
there.
Bringing up a prominent name and just saying.
Okay.
I once had somebody say, hey, I want you to meet this guy. He's the one who used to take the test for this guy. I'm like, oh, that's kind of a big deal. Oh, yeah. They don't look anything alike at all. Well, test got taken. Test got passed. Player played football. That's it.
That's all.
There's a story about maybe some... Nah, I better stop. I don't need to be snitching on the second segment.
Why are you being snitched?
Second segment, I don't need to start putting details out there.
Oh, look at this. This is Lazy J and Dell about to fight. And Dell about to get his ass kicked
Which
by Lazy J.
Which one's Lazy J?
Lazy J's right here in the Jeep shirt.
Oh, he's bigger than... He was wearing Ronaldo's shirt.
Yeah,
I
Ronaldo.
I saw him. He was right over
no,
there.
No, he's going to kick Dell's ass. Dell was literally... I mean, honestly scared for his life.
He was not.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a liar.
Okay.
I know he is.
He was scared for his life because Lazy J came over and said, what, bitch?
He didn't... That's the third time I've been referenced as a bitch in 30 minutes. He didn't say that.
Why is he acting like... He almost got a little prison to it. Like, what, dude?
Why? Because he was out to 2 a.m.
I was at Prime Social where we're going after the show and we're playing. Who wants it? Who wants my bounty or Lance's
bounty?
Come
get it.
Come on, Dell.
I got
7801 Westheimer. That's all it is. $100 to get in. And you can get, well, actually, you can win your entry back by being
awesome. Have you had any of the new menu yet? Food?
No.
Really good.
Really?
Really good. Brisket burger, awesome.
Well, I'm having
everyone's
today,
having
then.
The chicken fried rice.
Yes, yes,
fried
I
rice.
Saw that Everyone, yesterday.
Yeah, everyone's eating.
And they
that
got the hot, it's a sriracha sauce.
They got bulgogi. They got
yes,
they
put yeah, a little, I had that. I had
yeah,
that.
They put a little. They put a little Asian food vibe in there.
Some I'm gonna get the fried rice today, or you like the brisket sandwich?
Yeah, no, it was brisket sandwich. It was brisket burger.
Brisket
I thought
burger.
It was really good.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was a big fan.
And Lance is a foodie.
They've redone the whole menu.
I don't know if you heard. Lance has. Have you heard? He's got a Traeger, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, every chef in the city has.
I don't use a. Use
have
a
you chef. Heard? Every chef knows that Lance has a Traeger.
Certainly, because he compares notes.
I do meth. Well, who did I tell? Who did I tell how to
it's
smoke?
It's Saltgrass. You were telling the chef.
Oh wait, he wasn't there. He doesn't.
But
know.
He heard the story.
He doesn't know. I just said how I do my ribs. Well, see, this is what, and John knows, and this is where John's going to tell a lie to you. Every guy, when one guy starts talking about how they do ribs. Or barbecue. The
well,
other
you ain't
guy,
had my ribs.
You got to jump in and say the same thing. That's
you
like
ain't had
John
my ribs.
Talking about. Oh, I've got this kind of grip on a golf club.
No,
where they'll all
who,
talk about
what?
Golf clubs.
I never talk
I
about
like
my
to
grip
use a
ever.
57 degree.
No.
Well, I use a 58 degree. What's your putter
no
face?
No one ever says that. By the way,
yeah, what's your
ever.
Putter face? I use a C groove.
Nope. That's an inside joke. Dick Harmon was. Killing Lance. Oh, the C group.
So an advertiser. I spoke for an advertiser. Dick Harmon would kill you with your alcohol sponsorship.
Oh, yeah,
too.
He did too.
Trust me, he would.
Oh, yeah. But he was, oh, the C groove. How can you can't miss a putt with the C groove?
Just haters. Haters.
All right. At 729 ESPN 97.5, time for me to. You know what you can't do? You can't get as much money as possible if you don't go with GiveMeTheVin.com, okay? GiveMeTheVin.com. That's my best Dick Harmon I can do. And Dick Harmon would sell his car. He would. I'm telling you. If you're looking for the best place to get the most money for your vehicle, you call John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is awesome. He's actually going to be on this station tomorrow from 9 till noon because he does a show. And if you haven't heard this show, you need to because you'll be like, I can't believe. Of all the things I say on the radio, I'm like, ooh, wow, you can't say that. And that's what they do every week right here on ESPN 97.5. So if you're looking, and actually, they're out in California now. Oh, it's not going well. They don't accept the John Clay Wolf show at all, apparently, in California. So if you're looking for a show that's not all that PC, you got to listen from 9 until noon tomorrow. But if you got to sell your car, it's GiveMeTheVin.com. You'll get your best price. If they can't beat CarMax, he'll send you $100 at GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com.
Kane is in the building.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently nothing happened in the Osuna deal, right? Because nothing happened. That's it. And I'm reading the account from his lawyer. She says, okay, this is not America. Okay, we don't enter a plea here. And then there's a postponement. And this is probably going to take a while with the Osuna deal. So we're not going to hear. The big problem with this thing is that when it all does come out, none of the evidence is public information. When it does all come out, he's always going to be referred to as Astros reliever as opposed to Blue Jays reliever. So that's the problem that the Astros are facing. But quite frankly, he is going to be here this weekend, and he is going to – actually, tomorrow's the last day of his suspension, and the Astros are going to get a lot better, like it or not. I know it's not the most ideal thing.
Everything else, win, 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 win.
That's right. You know what? They're going to be better in the bullpen. If you want to – read about it in my Sports Map article. It's on Sports Map. So go to that. I wrote about that yesterday. Listen, listen, if you want to know the truth, they got to figure this out, and they got to figure it out in a hurry. When he comes out with Presley here now, and now you got Osuna joining it as well. I think Joe Smith. I'm guessing Joe Smith. I guess Joe Smith's out.
Yeah, 100%.
He's first man up.
Yeah,
because
he's got no experience. Yeah,
yeah. It's not like AJ. Listen, AJ loves his players. They won him a title last year. You can see his attachment to Jake Mariznick, although Jake Mariznick was hurt during the playoffs. If Jake Mariznick wasn't hurt, he would have been there. Mm-hmm. No question about it. Derek Fisher wouldn't have been. But he has a special attachment to his guys. Doesn't have any special attachment to Joe Smith. Joe Smith, probably. Oh, well, Joe Smith, they tried, and Joe Smith wasn't all that great. So right. Beat it. There's nothing you can do about it. So that will probably happen. Come playoff time, I think Will Harris. I can't see him letting go of Devinsky, though, if you want to know the truth. It may even be Peacock. Peacock may be one of the odd men out because McCullers goes to the bullpen. You only got six guys. Osuna will be there. Rondon will be there. You can't get rid of Tony Sipp. He's pitching too well. Presley will be there. That's four. McCullers will be there. That's five. You've got maybe two more. McHugh will be there. That's six. Who? Then you got Peacock, Devinsky, and Harris. Which one do you take?
Yeah. No, it's going to be tough. I mean, McCullers can swing between. So you look at him like that.
McCullers will definitely be on the roster.
No, right. But, I mean, he can swing between. Like, you just consider him a swing pitcher. I mean, he'll be in the bullpen is obviously my guess. But he needs to start pitching well, or they're going to minimize him, too.
Yeah, well, but.
We got a long way to go.
But. He comes in with those curveballs and just out of the bullpen. That's a freaking killer.
But McCullers is a guy that front runs a little bit from a standpoint of his confidence. If he's rolling, you're going to get just demolished. But if he starts to face some adversity, Lance McCullers has shown, you know, he doesn't always get it back on track.
You'll know in a hurry.
Yeah.
If he's got his stuff, you'll know in a hurry. And if not, you pull him. That's the good thing about coming out of the bullpen is you know. And there's nothing to him facing two batters and bringing him out. When he's starting, you don't do that.
Yeah.
But if he's out of the bullpen, no, come on. But here's the deal is I don't know how AJ chooses between those three kids, Peacock, Devinsky, and Harris.
If it's that, yeah.
It's going to be that.
I go Peacock. Because you know when he's on, but the filthiest stuff, I think, belongs to Peacock when he's on. But he also gives up home runs, so. I don't know. It's going to be who's hottest when it gets around. Because you could see one of those guys, you know, McHugh could end up being out. I mean, who knows? Depending on how he's pitching. We'll see how it plays out. Have you noticed the amount of runs that are being scored recently in Major League Baseball? We had 25 the other day in the Indians game, 15 with the Red Sox yesterday. The Dodgers busted 21 yesterday. I mean, these are insane numbers. Look at what the Dodgers did yesterday to the Brewers. Every pitcher other than the very last one completely ruined. Chacin, 4 1/3, 8 earned runs, 9 total. Matt Albers, former Astro, one innings pitch, 3 runs, 3 earned.
Chacin, didn't he punch Ed Wade in the face?
No, it was Chacon.
Oh, never mind.
And it was a choke. Williams, 2/3 Chacon. Of a run. 2/3 of an inning, 4 earned runs. Perez, 1 inning, 5 earned runs. Your first 4 pitchers, 4 1/3, 8, 1-3, 2/3, 4, 1-5. I mean, miserable, miserable. And then you go on against Clayton Kershaw. So as soon as they got 3 runs, they're like, we lose.
DJ.
Who is this Kratz? This is a real pitcher. They actually went to a real pitcher. Even though they're down 21. No way. Wait a minute. Yeah.
No way. No one does.
No, they didn't. No, he was a position player. Eric Kratz is a catcher. And you know what he did? Holy crap. 1 inning, 13 pitches, 7 strikes, no hits, no runs, no nothing.
Throw that.
That's pretty
dude.
Rare. Yeah, you might want to start throwing him instead of Matt Albers.
I said Presley, DJ. I said Presley. He's one of
the
guys.
Hold on. Let's redo this because I'm not going to be. I can't count on your memory right now. Ryan Presley, Osuna. Let's go with the new ones. Presley and Osuna.
Right.
Then we'll go with Rondon, who's already a
Rondon,
closer.
McHugh.
Then you got McHugh, who could eat multiple innings.
Right.
McCullers, who could be dominant.
That's five.
That's your five. We're missing. Oh, Tony Sipp.
Sipp.
As your lefty.
And then one of the other guys.
Yeah, he said it all.
Yeah, I said it all. Yeah. So listen better. Be a better listener, DJ, okay? Be better at listening to people. Let's get Gilbert in here, see what Gilbert's doing right now. Hey, Gilbert, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, gentlemen. Just got back from the funeral anyway. Started at five in the morning.
Started at 5 in the morning. Where was this funeral?
Yeah, 5 in the morning.
Was it a Prime Social? Because that's where John might have been at 5 in the morning.
Wait a minute. You were at a funeral?
Yeah, my cousin died anyway, and he wanted to have it at 5 in the morning, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll fly back
to China anyway, you know.
You had to fly?
You believe that, you know?
Wait a minute. You flew to China for a 5 a.m. funeral and just got back?
No, my uncle won a 5 a.m. funeral. They gave it to him, so he's going back to China at 9 o'clock. The plane leaves 9 o'clock anyway, so that funeral at 5 in the morning, though. You can't just play it at the airport to go back home to China anyway, you know.
Oh.
That's kind of ridiculous anyway. Also, I want your opinion about something anyway. Should Bobby Deer steal the team now? What's your opinion about that?
Should Bob McNair sell the team? What's your thoughts on it, Gilbert? I want to know, Gilbert, what do you think?
I think you should sell the team now. We're not getting nowhere with him around here.
Who would you sell to? Now, it's going to cost over $1 billion.
Well, that's okay.
Who would you sell to?
What do you mean? Who cares who you sell it to? Should Bob McNair sell the team?
Gilbert, do you have thoughts on a purchaser?
You got the John Watson. He got injured last year. We should have gone to the Super Bowl, you know. We haven't been to the Super Bowl since he got here anyway.
Right. We haven't been to the Super Bowl since this Sean Watson got here.
I went to a Super Bowl. I've gone to two Super Bowls since he's got here.
We haven't been to the Super Bowl since Deshaun Watson got here, so he should sell the team.
Well, no, you're saying we haven't gone to the Super Bowl since Bob McNair came here and started this team, but I've gone to two Super Bowls here since he brought this team.
Yeah, no,
here.
We had him at...
Gilbert, I've been to two Super Bowls.
Gilbert, did you go to the Super Bowl?
No.
Well, you didn't go. Gilbert, I don't think Bob McNair should sell the team. I think he's going to give it to his son, Cal, or, you know, I don't know how they're going to work it out or whatever happens. But I think that the McNairs have been great owners. All the championships, we have a bunch of championship banners flying. Have you ever seen the AFC South champions, Gilbert?
Big deal.
What? What are you talking about?
World champion.
Big deal, 9-7.
World champion NFL team, anyway.
Yeah, we're not just trying to win the 9-7.
AFC South.
You're not trying to just go.
Oh, no.
Big deal.
That's good enough.
No, Gilbert's right. Big deal.
Big deal.
9-7 AFC South.
I love that. Gilbert
big
was
deal.
Like,
you're right, won the Gilbert, AFC but South. You're right.
We were 9-7 and won the AFC South, Gilbert.
We were 9-7. We won the AFC South.
Yeah, how about that? You don't think Bill O'Brien's a great coach?
I think he's a good coach, but they better win the first game, the next two games, or I want him out, you know. Everything else,
win, 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 win. That's all Gilbert said. You better win.
Gilbert, yeah.
That's it.
You know, they play the Patriots the first game.
First game is Patriots, Gilbert.
Does that bother you at all?
Yeah. The Patriots were, let's see, Tom Brady play for the Patriots?
He's going to this year. By the way, Tom Brady turned 41 today.
Good for Tom Brady.
Good
for Tom Brady because he's doing things that are unheard of.
Steve DeBerg did this at his age.
Did he do this?
George Blanda.
They did this?
Well, maybe not this.
This is unheard of.
Maybe not this.
This is Nolan Ryan throwing a no-hitter.
This is Jack Nicklaus winning the Masters at 46. Okay, how about that? You forget about that, Lance, in 1986. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what this is. All right, Gilbert. Thanks. Big deal. Big deal. Gilbert said. Big Gilbert is sick of hearing about AFC South championships. What I want to talk about right now is Skeeters. And we will talk in just a second about Prime Social, where Lance and I are both going to be at noon, and we want you to come, and we'll have a bounty on our head. But we do have Skeeters, which are coming back this Friday. And if you're looking for a great place to go and hang out and get your, first of all, you're going to have fireworks because it's going to be Friday night, post-game fireworks show, right?
Yep.
When they come back. Tracy McGrady bobblehead giveaway on Saturday.
Well, you mean former Skeeter, Tracy McGrady, just the legend, right. Just the legends of the game.
Then you're going to have a football night and a Skeeters football giveaway on Saturday, okay? That'll be on Sunday.
The 12th, yeah.
The 12th. Then you're going to have Margarita and Dollar Dog. Then you're going to have Two for Tuesday. Then you're going to have Kids and Free Wednesday. Then you're going to have Thirsty Thursday. It's always something. It's a minor league team. So you know what happens? Stuff.
Oh, stuff's always going down. They know they got to get your business by giving you a little something extra, and they give you a lot of something extra. Sugar Land Skeeters provides affordable family fun all season long. It's a great way to entertain clients. You got church groups, organizations, little league teams, birthday. It's a great spot for birthday parties. Why don't you bring the birthday party on that Kids In Free Wednesday on the 15th? That makes it even better. Constellation Field has everything to offer, including a picnic area with a buffet, party suites, gourmet food. It's all waiting for you at Constellation Field. Just make sure that you go to SugarlandSkeeters.com, and you'll get all the information you need. SugarlandSkeeters.com.